أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. سيقول المخلفون إذا انطلقتم إلى مغانب لتأخذوها ذرونا نتبعكم. يريدون أن يبدلوا كلام الله. قل لن تتبعونا كذلكم قال الله من قبل. وسيقولون بل تحسدوننا بل كانوا لا يفقهون إلا قليلا. In the last ayat we discussed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had pre-informed Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the kind of excuses that the Bedouins would make to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here again Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala pre-warns Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the utterances to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had completed signing the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, and Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala at that time informed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that there is going to be another expedition, a short one, but in this expedition there will be booty, spoils of war in abundance that will come the way of the Muslims. However, only those Sahaba that participated with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this journey for the Umrah, which subsequently led to the Treaty of Hudaybiyah, 1,400 or 1,500 of the Sahaba, only those Sahaba will be allowed to accompany Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on this journey, on this expedition, and that was the expedition of Khaybar. Hence, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to inform any one of those Bedouins that did not accompany Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that they are not allowed to come with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the expedition of Khaybar. And hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to this. سَيَقُولُ الْمُخَلَّفُونَ إِذَا انْطَلَقْتُمْ إِلَى مَغَانِمَ لِتَأْخُذُوهَا ذَرُونَا نَتَّبِعْكُمْ. These مُخَلَّفُون, those people who had remained behind, would very soon say, when you emerge towards the spoils so that you may take the spoils, what would they say? ذَرُونَا نَتَّبِعْكُمْ. Leave us, let us follow you. But now, what was the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That they would not be allowed to go. يُرِيدُونَ أَن يُبَدِّلُوا كَلَامَ اللَّهِ. They intend to change the kalam, the speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قُلْ لَن تَتَّبِعُونَا كَذَلِكُمْ قَالَ اللَّهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ. So you're going to respond to them, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will never follow us, you will never emerge and come with us. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said from before already. Now where did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say it? And this is something that needs for us to understand, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was informed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, obviously via wahi, but such wahi that didn't come down in the form of the Quran Kareem. This wahi came down to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, into the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from Allah, like how all the other wahi, the revelations that come down, that form the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and yet that had to be acted upon. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not allowed to take anyone, and nor was anyone allowed to go with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for us who have these preconceived ideas about belittling and underplaying the role of the ahadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, these are thought-provoking incidents that took place in the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that is not mentioned in the Quran anywhere, but it is a reality, it is a truth, and action upon it became compulsory. And hence, this is one of those examples of how we have to follow the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. سَيَقُولُونَ بَلْ تَحْسُدُونَنَا. So in response to this, they began to say to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah informed him, they will say, بَلْ تَحْسُدُونَنَا. Nay, you have become jealous upon us. That Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is following the wahi of Allah, and now you don't want us to get any mali ghanimat, any spoils of war, this is because of your jealousy. وَالْكَانُوا لَا يَفْقَهُونَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Allah's response to that was that they do not understand but very little. In other words, they do not understand what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command is. قُلِّ الْمُخَلَّفِينَ مِنَ الْأَعْرَابِ سَتُدْعَوْنَ إِلَىٰ قَوْمٍ أُولِي بَأْسٍ شَدِيدٍ تُقَاتِلُونَهُمْ أَوْ يُسْلِمُونَ. So next, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now commands Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to say to those who had remained behind from the Bedouins that you will soon be called to a qawm, to a community that is very strong, and you will have to fight them, or either they will accept Islam and they will submit, or they will pay the jizya. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not speak about who this community, which war it will be, which expedition of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam it will be, that you will definitely be called upon. After the incident of Khaybar, then we found that Fateh Makkah had taken place. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Hunain. He fought the people of Thaqif, those tribes, etc. And then we found the expedition of Tabuk that had taken place. This was in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But historians have indicated that never did Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam again call upon these Bedouins to join Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rafi ibn Khadij radiallahu ta'ala anhu is sahabi. He says that this ayat referred to the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the battle of Yamama, when we had to go to the Banu Hanifa tribe, Musaylama Kazzab, that person that claimed to be a prophet and had a share in the prophethood of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, etc. Those battles were fierce, and this ayah refers to that. Others have stated that it was the subsequent battles like that of Yamama, and then in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, going out towards the Byzantines, going out towards the Iranian Empire, etc. This was making reference to that. وَإِن تُطِيعُوا يُؤْتِكُمُ اللَّهُ أَجْرًا حَسَنًا. That if they obeyed you, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them abundant good and ajr and reward. وَإِن تَتَوَلَّوْا كَمَا تَوَلَّيْتُمْ. Then if you turn away like how you turned min qabl before, يُعَذِّبُكُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish you, a painful punishment. لَيْسَ عَلَى الْأَعْمَى حَرَجْ. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes some exceptions. That person who is blind, there is no blame, no sin upon him if he is unable to go out in a battlefield. وَلَا عَلَى الْأَعْرَجِ حَرَجْ. And that person who is lame or crippled, upon him there is no blame if he cannot go out on the battlefield. وَلَا عَلَى الْمَرِيضِ حَرَجْ. And there is no haraj, there is no blame upon a sick person because he cannot go out in the path of Allah. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. Whoever obeys Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يُدْخِلْهُ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will admit him into Jannah under which rivers flow. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّى. Whoever turns away from the obedience of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, يُعَذِّبُهُ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish him a painful punishment. And here again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us how Allah pre-warned Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about the reactions of those who had remained behind and did not go with Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the treaty of Hudaybiyah. May Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.